it's not something that he has done in the same way, say, that a Bill Clinton did. Right. I mean, Bill Clinton was, you know, pretty obvious in his passions and commitments as regards politics. He goes out and he likes the campaign. I think Obama, it's fair to say, a little more cerebral, a little more issue-focused in a lot of ways. And so I don't see him stepping up for anybody. And if he was to step up for somebody, I guess I would have to say that his deepest duty would be to Biden, because yeah. Biden has been at his side at every turn. Oof. And so maybe not doing a lot for Bernie Sanders. But then the final question there on media coverage of progressive and populist politics, this is a real, I find this to be a real problem and a very problematic reality. There is a suggestion that somehow progressive populism is sort of the thing of the moment. It's very hot. People, a lot of media folks write about it as something that just appeared out of nowhere almost. You know, in fact, if you listen to Bernie Sanders, if you listen to Elizabeth Warren, and a number of other folks, Keith Ellison, the congressman from Minnesota, Raul Grijalva from Arizona, what you're going to hear is a politics that in many ways recalls and extends Franklin Roosevelt and Harry Truman. It's not like something radical and new has been created. In fact, in many ways, many people who are called progressive populists today do not begin to rival the progressivism or the populism of an FDR. Mm-hmm. So I think it should be seen in that context. Sometimes I think media coverage tends to portray it as something, you know, really wild or, you know, out there. In fact, it's very mainstream, rather traditional American politics. And I think our media tends to cover politics very, very poorly.
Shallow, maybe? Yeah.
Shallow, obsessed with personalities, not interested in ideas, and not recognizing where the people come at it from. You know, the interesting thing is, I think the reason that Bernie Sanders has a national following, I think the reason that Elizabeth Warren has become, you know, again, something of a rock star as regards a lot of Democratic activists, is not because of you know, looks or style or, you know, backroom intrigues. It's because of what they talk about. And our media, I think, has a very, very hard time acknowledging that ideas, that proposals actually can drive our politics, not just personalities and partisanship.
Last question. So how does a Bernie Sanders, tell me an issue or two where Bernie Sanders could really influence and change Hillary Clinton?
Oh, I think there's a lot of issues where that is possible. But let's begin with just the area where Bernie Sanders is focused in the last few months, Veterans Affairs. It's interesting that at the start of the year, Bernie Sanders proposed a relatively visionary plan for investing in veterans, you know, making it easier for veterans to get education, to get services, to get health care. That got blocked by a handful of Republicans in the Senate, and it didn't advance. But then as the VA thing has blown up, it's come back in a lot of ways. One of the things that Bernie Sanders does is talk a lot about how investments up front can make our federal government work, and that starving it using an austerity model actually makes bad circumstances much worse. And so it's really an alternative way of thinking about government. We've been 20, 30 years into a period where everybody says you should cut, you should downsize, get rid of federal employees, don't do this, don't do that. Well, that in some areas that may make sense, but in a lot of areas, all that does is make it nearly impossible to deliver the services that people want and need. And so Sanders has been very, very open and blunt about a commitment to making the investments that make government functional. If Hillary Clinton began to talk about that in a much more serious way, she can still be for cuts in some areas, she can have a nuanced approach, but much more accepting of the clear need to invest and commit in certain areas to actually make our government work, I think she'd be a far more effective candidate than just saying she's not a Republican, right? Mm-hmm. I find Bernie Sanders' great strength is his specificity. He gets deep into issues, and talks about how to do things. And again, my sense is people like that a lot. And so if Bernie Sanders was running against Hillary Clinton in the primaries and she saw the response to that and began to mirror it, she's a very, very smart woman, very, very capable woman. I think she could learn a lot there. But then perhaps Bernie Sanders would learn something from Hillary Clinton, too.
You think he'll do it or not?
Do I think he'll run?
Yeah.
I think that if the stars align, i.e., that there is not another progressive populist candidate, that there's a very good chance that he might do it. Yeah. I mean, I don't think he's got well, you get him on the air often enough. I won't speak for him because I think, you know, where his head is at, it probably evolves. But I have seen the energy in places like Iowa and Massachusetts and other states around the country. So it would not, you know, it wouldn't be something that's beyond the realm of imagination. And remember, the history of Bernie Sanders, which you know better than I in Vermont politics, is that if there is a possibility, not a certainty, but a possibility that a political run could break through or alter the discourse or make something happen, he's been relatively willing to make those leaps. President is a much bigger deal, but I think anybody who's followed him understands that if he sees a rational, credible way to make a run, there's a good chance he probably would do it.
He doesn't have to give up anything. Doesn't run for another 4 years, and he's raised mm-hmm. just raised over 700,000 in the last quarter.
Of course, you realize that 700,000 in the scheme of presidential politics.
Yeah, I know.
But what I would say is that I don't think it's a money decision with Sanders. I think it is, at least in talking to him and interviewing him, my sense is that his great interest is there a grassroots, you know, movement out there that's ready to really try and shake up the politics of the country? And if it's there, and he thinks that he can tap into it, be part of it, I think he would be very interested in making the run. On the other hand, I don't think that Bernie Sanders would make a run simply for the sake of making a run. There are politicians who do run for president, you know, to up their profile, to get more attention from the media, things of that nature. It happens that Bernie Sanders today has a very high profile. He gets a good deal of attention from the media. And so he doesn't need those things. The question is whether you can go to that next step of actually building out a movement. And I think that's why he's traveling around the country, talking to people, trying to figure out where folks are at. But I will say one final thing, if I can, and that is that I think for Vermont, it's an interesting dynamic because Bernie Sanders really loves Vermont, and he's very into Vermont in a kind of deep and fundamental way. And so I don't anticipate that he would run for president if he didn't think there was at least something real going on, because I do think he likes being in Vermont. You know what I mean? I think he likes that connection with Vermont. And I think he, unlike some politicians, is quite satisfied with that. That's enough for him. So I think the presidential run would be something, you know, where it was more of a sense of necessity, more of a sense of real possibility, rather than just, you know, oh, I got to find the next thing. Mm-hmm. My sense of Bernie Sanders, at least to this point, is that he really enjoys being the senator from Vermont. And, mm-hmm. and you know, so that I honestly think would weigh in the process of thinking.
So in other words, you're saying if I do run for governor, it's just because I'm looking for the next thing.
Well, for you, I think that's the case, yes. Yeah. I have little doubt that, you know, you've very slyly used this radio platform for...
Well, I'm just using Bernie.
Now.
Bernie's sort of my in, you know. And I'm not, you know, his
no,
decision...
I think you've been... You've kept your powder dry for a long time.
His decision will not influence mine.
The moment is here.
Yeah.
The moment is here.
That's
the
right.
Call, as you can tell from the calls.
That's right. I mean, one call, that's got to represent, what, four or five people right there.
Can I just tell you something?
That's
covering
right.
Politics?
Yeah.
There's a lot of politicians. If they got one call, that'd be enough.
Yeah. I won't name any names either. John, thank you for your time this morning. Let's keep in better touch and not make it, you know, another 12, 15 years.
Every 12 years. I'm honored to be on with you. I love talking to radio stations that are really tied into the place where they're at.
Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
John Nichols writes for The Nation. A moment of your time for our friends down the road at Red Hen Cafe and Bakery, right off of Interstate 89, Exit 9 in Middlesex. No matter your political interests or lack thereof, the folks at Red Hen would love to see you. Everybody loves the ice cream sandwich whoopie pies there. They now come in mint chocolate chip in addition to vanilla. Here's a good idea, though. Have a sandwich or a bowl of soup before you dive into that. That's what...